WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high on excitement, the next minute you're plummeting into anxiety or frustration. But what if there was a way to build inner strength, an armor of resilience that could help you navigate those emotional twists and turns with more grace? That's exactly what we explore here, using Stoic philosophy as our guide to forge emotional fortitude and live a more fulfilling life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Self-awareness. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just along for the ride, reacting instead of responding? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's the key to unlocking conscious control over your feelings and thoughts. Think of it as having a backstage pass to your own mind, allowing you to observe your inner world without judgment and make choices that align with your values. So, what are some of the magic bullets of self-awareness? Buckle up, because we're about to unlock them. Number 1. Identifying your triggers. We all have them, those specific situations or people that tend to push our buttons. Recognizing these triggers is like having a preemptive strike against emotional reactivity. You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room and suddenly feel overwhelmed? That's a trigger, baby. But once you identify it, you can start to develop strategies to manage it. Maybe take a few deep breaths, find a quiet corner, or even excuse yourself politely. Number 2. Tuning into your body. Our bodies are amazing messengers, constantly sending us subtle cues about our emotional state. A tight chest? Racing heart? Restless energy? These are all signals that something's going on beneath the surface. Learning to read these physical signs is like having a built-in alarm system for your emotions. Number 3. Practicing mindful reflection. This isn't just some hippy-dippy concept, it's seriously powerful stuff. Taking time each day to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and actions can help you gain clarity and perspective. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your life, a chance to step back, observe, and learn from your experiences. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few quiet moments for introspection can be incredibly beneficial. Number 4. Embracing vulnerability. This one's tough, but also worth it. Being truly self-aware means being willing to acknowledge our imperfections, fears, and vulnerabilities. It's about letting go of the need to appear perfect and allowing ourselves to be seen authentically. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's a sign of courage and authenticity. And finally, number 5. Cultivating self-compassion. We all mess up, we all make mistakes. The key is to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding when those moments happen. Imagine talking to a friend who's going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them or judge their choices, right? So why do we sometimes extend less compassion to ourselves? Remember, self-compassion is not about being indulgent, it's about treating ourselves with the same care and understanding we would offer to someone we love. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a work meeting, and your boss gives you some constructive criticism, something you didn't expect, and it throws you off a little. Maybe your inner voice starts buzzing with self-doubt, or you feel your face flush with embarrassment. But because you practice self-awareness, you catch yourself in that moment. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of discomfort, but instead of letting it consume you, you choose to listen attentively to the feedback and see it as an opportunity for growth. You ask clarifying questions, maintain your composure, and ultimately leave the meeting feeling empowered rather than defeated. See? It's about recognizing those emotional waves before they sweep you away. Self-awareness is the key to becoming the captain of your own ship, steering your emotions with intention and purpose. So remember, cultivate self-awareness like a garden, nurture it, tend to it, and watch it blossom into a powerful force that transforms your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra armor in their emotional journey. Leave a review, let me know what resonates with you, and join the conversation on social media using #StoicMentalArmor. Until next time, stay strong, stay aware, and keep rocking those inner battles.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.